Howdy and welcome back to the channel, everyone. It's Wednesday evening here in Aotearoa and still the 11th of November. And after I uploaded the last episode, a lot's sunk in for me and I want to really share it. I guess everything I know is coming true, and that changes you. So my get real is going to another level, because it's been that sort of saying, are you for real? And now it's just a catchphrase, it's sort of a throwaway. But it was all about getting real. So I'm just saying my get real is going to another level. And I've valued tolerating the intolerable, because that's given me a lot of discipline. And that's what makes me who I am. So essentially I'm a feeler, and I've had enough of cruelty. That's what's pushed me to the point that I will not really choose to be here amongst people who are so reckless. And yeah, when you find out the things we're finding out, it's not something you can sit on your laurels over. So I'd really just like to share a moment about Mark off Wages World. His name is Mark Wages, and he is one of the most beautiful men that I know. And he's not well, and his family aren't well, and there's a real COVID scare happening in his backyard in Indiana, and hospitals are being dedicated to COVID patients. They reckon that there's a massive outbreak, and he's really troubled because he's just shared in this last upload. It's about 40 odd minutes long, and he shares at the beginning there that they're all going to need to be tested and go through that horrible, grueling process. And the worst part is that he commented on, and it is only an assumption, but it's worth paying attention to, and that is that they're using the wing of the hospital that's been for chemotherapy treatment for cancer patients and other life-saving support for people that have cancer. So, and that's not a safe environment for either people who are immune compromised or the ones who might not even, well, aren't really ailing from what they're telling us that they're putting our lives at risk over. So my heart goes out to Mark, and definitely holding his family and all his friends and all his loved ones high in the old prayer field, because this is just close, it's just close to home, that's all I'll say. And then my socks got blown off again, because I watched Mr. MBB333, the link I've put up of his under the Earth Weather Space Weather Anomaly link. And the heading of that, a green giant, barreling in right now, and it's a comet called Atlas, and it's Atlas C2020M3. So no surprises in my book, but it's just where's never a straight answer. Well, I think it's all caught up with them, old NASA. alphabet agencies are what got us in the shit we're in. So it's time to dissolve all that, the smoke and mirrors. It's just a big circus act, more bread and circuses. So this is massive, what's happening with this comet, because it's right where I'm coming into Orion, at Orion's belt, and then over the next couple of days, 3 or 4 days, it makes its way up to Orion's shoulder. And that's massive, because that's where Betelgeuse is. Now, that's the proper name for Betelgeuse. They made a mockery of Betelgeuse. So Betelgeuse is the correct name, and that's where the might of the shoulder of Orion, who has the sword in his hand. So this is where the intention and the impetus is coming from. Well, my goodness gracious, this Betelgeuse is so on my radar, it's not funny, because it came on the radar with most outrageous activity in the last couple of years. And it's been when these comets have been sailing past. Yeah, I'm totally, you couldn't make this up. So they've reported on it going supernova because it faded out, and then it absolutely just did a massive starburst. So we're not getting honest reporting on it. There's not a lot of updates. Haven't heard anything for a good while. I just come across crumbs. But my goodness, I've got about, I've just about made a cake with it all. So, yeah, time to light the candles is what I'm sensing. Let's get some bloody sparks flying. So I'm just a bit stroppy because of more people should be celebrating this moment. It's an emerald green comet. How many more emerald comets do we need before we can't take any more? Neowise is back in the neighborhood, and that was affirmed when I watched Against the Grain, beautiful Igor there in his mountain retreat in Croatia, sharing his hypothesis on the earthquake in Newfoundland. Well, he picked up that it was Comet Lemon. So when he's showing that on the old radar, the old model, I happened to see Neowise there in the background, as clear as anything, and I thought, oh, there you go. So, well, I've just flicked through a few more notes because I'm looking for all my bits and pieces on Betelgeuse, and I can't find those at the moment. They will turn up, but something I did come across was notes that I've taken. This is to do with Melancholia, that's Igor's bringing huge attention to Melancholia, because this is directly linked with Antares, a red giant. And it's actually the royal star of Persia on the western horizon. And on the other horizon of the east, we have another red giant who happens to be Aldebaran. So we've got a massive 11 moment here. This is a gateway of two red giants that are so oblivious, just people are oblivious, but it's in our, they're here, and there's no stopping what's coming. But it's not the, as the, there was a bit of a doom and gloom ending, obviously, with a name like Melancholia, aligning that with the royal star of Persia. And why this is so prevalent is the fourth horse rider of the apocalypse is the divine archangel aligned with that western gate. So Uriel, and this is the pale green chloros, the chlorophyll, the hydroxychloroquine. You know, the green, the yellow green gas that is given off from chlorine at room temperature just goes on and on. So none of it's any wonder. I mean, green castles, green dragons, take your pick. But essentially, this is the water sign of the zodiac this quarter, because it's the West. West is water. So watch the water. Ding-a-ling. And this has just been so beautifully poetic justice, and poetry in motion from my angle. Because the big thing that has floated in with these notes on melancholia, Antares is on the 30th of November every year. There was something that happens with Antares, and I'm going to go digging. And this is all to do with, it's all about seeds, S-E-E-D-S, the seed. So, gosh, it's just really so exciting. So another little thing that really I'd like to just weave in with all of that. In my naivety, I never really realised when all the lads got wiped. I think it was their work on the 17th of October, all the really leading digital knights and maidens had all their work wiped, and obviously there was big things to be empathetic about at that moment, but I didn't really, in my naivety, factor in that all of that work would have gone from what I have saved on in my links. So anyway, today it really did dawn on me, because I thought, oh, I'll just go and see if so-and-so's work's there, and no, this YouTube video has been removed. So on that note, what I'd like to talk about is how I'm not emotionally involved with the game, and it has been a rich man's trick, and I started backing out of the room probably in 2008 or 9. And that was 2 years. That time led up to me sharing what I did on Harmonic Dimensions, which was about reviving the essence of the domestic arts. And that was because I was getting worn out in my personal life, and worn out by not enough teamwork and everyone pulling in the same direction. So what happens is you change when you actually realize if you don't agree with what is being expected of you socially and just generally culturally, well, that gets a little bit ostracizing when we're living in the age of popularity contests. So, but the good thing is, what I'd like to say is, I just want to be dignified about this, but I just did not take people seriously anymore. But I politely back out of the room, because I don't want to think little of people. I actually don't like watching people make fools of themselves. It gets that bad. So I'd rather not watch. And that's really I think what's happening right now is a lot of people who are in shock about what's happened to them in this three-dimensional reality, this visual reality, as I call it. Virtual reality, I beg your pardon. Because it's not real. And everyone's beginning to find that out now, that we've actually had a very materialistic reality and it's artificial, it's just momentary, and the real discipline comes with being in control of your emotions and having a strong mind and certainly honoring your spirit. But we've had worship of physical gratification and perversion because of that, because it's become unbridled. And that's because by design, unbridled, because they now dress little children up as jailbait. So, but as shocking as that is to talk about it, I mean, the people who have dressed their children up or allowed them to succumb to letting their children be dressed that way, it's not to say they won't try, but it's another thing to let them get away with it. And I'm sure when you put the early work in, it's actually not even, it's what we call a no-brainer. So, I lived through that time when all the belly button piercing and for girls, and we have a daughter, and that was all something I lived through, watching that launch culture is what it's called. RAUNCH. So 8 to 13-year-olds became the target market. So this is about desensitization. So that's not a real reality. That's actually just the lazy reality. The one where we don't have any morals anymore. So moral fibre is where it's at. So essentially, when shocks happen right now, I'm already not taking a whole lot seriously. So I can duck and dive. But I do feel for people around me. But I also know who set themselves up, and I don't take those people seriously. I have a name for that now. I call it ankle tapping yourself. A lot of people who ankle tap themselves. I've got another saying too, and it's about people who throw hospital passes. I don't put my hand out to catch the ball if I see it's a hospital pass. But I watch who was going to throw the ball to me. So, you know, we've all got a role to play. There's the deceiver and there's the deceived. Got to work out who we are in the big game of life. So that's why it's always been about getting your masks off. 2020 vision isn't about shutting yourself down in your house, not going out into the sunlight, watching your children being tortured, psychologically and emotionally very scarred from this, wasting their spiritual evolution, that's for sure. So it is wakey, wakey time. And it'll be really good because the moment that will never ever be forgotten is what were we all doing right when the need of the hour was to be responsible and protecting children and actually putting the worst form of human degradation that you could ever imagine, to bring that to an end. And people scoffed about that and said it was a conspiracy theory. So there's a different thing that starts to come into play for me, because I've got time to spend on the good things in life. And unfortunately, it hasn't been recreational, but I've had the time to spend watching without having to be bound to time or work or, you know, working for the man. I'm actually working for the woman, as in Mother Earth, and restoring reverence to that hearth. Hence me ringing my cowbell tonight. Had this for years, big brass cowbell. And it reminds me of a beautiful buttercup house cow called Buttercup. And grazing in those beautiful green pastures and just having natural cycles with offspring. So I am a Taurian by sun sign, and I honour my sacred bull, holy cow, and golden calf wisdom. So that's what makes me who I am. I will honour the holy cow, especially when I see that there is blasphemy or sacrilege, bastardization in any form. I will defend. So yeah, unfortunately, you know, it hasn't been about recreational pastimes as you would hope when you reach your elder years, but you keep dreaming of that dream, and that's absolutely what you balance out. And my dream is cosmic. So there's no complaints in my neck of the woods. So there's a great awakening on so many levels, because of a lot of these people who are doing, have done great work and lost it, will move on with other work. And the politics is going to be, and it is already history. So the big moment of awakening is about honouring the Holy Trinity, honouring that in the threefold heart flame aspect, which you can't pick to bits. It is the violet flame of transmutation. So this is what we've got to align with. We've had a real misconception of spirituality, very one-sided. So my motto is, well, if whatever it is, we're all got to honour it, but holy heck, if you haven't got a relationship with the mother right now on this planet in the way of a spiritual relationship, then there's some work to be done. And I say that with sternness, because I really need to stay away from people who are ramming a patriarchal version of the Holy Trinity down people's throats and think they're in the know. And they certainly have got no idea about symbolism. They've just caught on that there's bad symbolism, but the rubber leaves the road when you understand the holy symbolism. It is holy, it's just been flipped. So that's a lot of work to be done, people. So there's a little bit of humbling to happen right now, because it's ignorance on another level. And I'll leave it at that. I think that defines it perfectly. So there's wising up to do about symbolism. Numerology, astrology, they're all the arts. And arts is S-T-A-R, A-R-T-S. It's all the same. The stars are the arts and the arts are the stars. So that's why we got Starship Hospital here as a children's hospital in 1990. That was the hooded claws version of the Starship, reaching for the stars, with Ronald McDonald House as the food chain in the bottom floor. See? That bothered me back then. Obviously didn't bother enough people though, because they allowed their children to fill up those hospitals by bloody vaccinating. You know, that's just all backdoor stuff. Babies' immune systems are underdeveloped, just as their digestive system is. You can't give a baby solids when they're newborn. Why the heck would you stick a needle into the, with a whole lot of unregulated, unknown, unresearched ingredients? People want to know more about what's on that jar on the shelf in the supermarket in the way of ingredients and what's been injected into their children's arms. I find that bewildering. So children cannot, a baby cannot go out at, without protection from the sun, the wind, the cold. Your baby would die if you let them out in the elements when they're newborn. Why on earth would you let them put a needle into that little bubba? So this is the first time I've spoken publicly on this topic. It's way overdue. So yeah, a lot of humble pie to be eaten and a lot of apologies. I do believe in the power of healing through love, but my goodness, this is abuse at the highest level. So get ready to blimmin' well suck that coomera. Anyway, it's really a time to own where we're at, own our thoughts, own our reality, and then let's get on working, get everything reconciled, and then we can get on with it. It's going to be happening anyway. There's a magic carpet ready to lift off, so it's just about who's giving themselves permission to be able to be on board. Okay. I'm going to wind up now and just share that I'm going to pop up a music link by Sola Rossa. This is another New Zealand band. Absolutely outrageous. The album is called Moves On. Very appropriate. And I've chosen track 8, Breezes Blowing. So that's... oh. Something else. I'm very proud to circulate this amazing talent. So, well, I'm really just going to go and do lots of research about Comet Atlas and NeoWISE. I'm not very technically orientated. I'd love to get more perhaps models that I can have a look at, or we can maybe get a whole lot happening together to monitor from the southern hemisphere, because that's the best view is from down here, 3 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, watch that space. Alrighty, well, I better sign off. I'm up to 28 odd minutes, and oh wow, just gotta know the prayer field is real, people. Just your thoughts, you don't have to make it turn it into any big ritual. Just know that worry is a form of prayer. You're meditating on something bad happening, you know. Meditate on that. All right, better go. And much aroha nui, and thanks for sharing the journey.